a teenager has been shot in both legs in Derry. The 18-year-old was attacked in the city's Craigan estate last night, another victim of so-called paramilitary justice, the brutal attacks that we've been featuring on The Nolan Show all week. The paramilitary faction RAD, Republican Action Against Drugs, is being blamed. A rally against RAD is planned for Derry tomorrow. It was called after the death threat against Raymond Coyle, who was shot by RAD 2 years ago. Dave McCauley is from the group organising tomorrow's rally. Good morning to you, Dave. What are your thoughts on what's happened here?
This is absolutely disgusting. I think the timing is pretty obvious. This is RAD's attempt to say that they won't go away, that rallies will do no good against them. We believe that the rallies will do plenty of good against them. I think there's a history of rallies doing good in this country. If you remember back to when Daniel McColgan was shot in his workplace by a loyalist group and the huge rallies after that, those groups were forced to stand down at the beginning of the peace process. I do believe after the last rally we had, the very large rally, city centre rally, RAD were forced to rescind 2 death threats that they'd issued. So we believe that these rallies will do good. And this statement by RAD last night, when they shot a young man at 18 years old, will not deter us from organising a rally, and hopefully it'll bring even more people out in the streets to say that RAD's actions are not in our name.
As you know, we've been focusing on this all week, both in the radio show and the Nolan television show, and this 4% clearance rate that we've been tackling the police about, and they have assured the Northern Ireland public that they are going to do something about it, and it's different. So, you know, now we're watching what the PSNI do. Now we're watching how the police service in Northern Ireland reacts to this incident.
Well, I think this, the 4% rate, if you actually look at Derry, I would say the 4% is maybe 1% at the best. There hasn't been a major arrest against RAD. RAD have carried out 50, 60 actions, mostly against young working class men, bombings, shootings. They've murdered Andrew Allen, and there hasn't been a significant arrest against RAD. If these attacks were being carried out against the security forces, you would have every politician in the land demanding internment, demanding this, demanding that, going hysterical over the top with security measures. Yet when it's young working class people being shot, the common consensus is if you can blacken their name with drugs, then it seems to be okay, and it seems to be just ignored. There hasn't been, like I say, in 3-4 years of RAD's campaign of terror, not one significant arrest. It's quite hard to believe that.
Well, there were 272 incidents of these so-called punishment attacks between 2008 and 2010. The police only managed to sort, in other words, charge 12 of them. 12 out of 272. With the latest figures in 2011, that's where we get that 4% clearance rate. Like, it's actually astonishing. It's astonishing. But Matt Baggett's in a very interesting position now. And look, you know, it's thugs who shot him, who shot this kid. Sorry, not kid. What age is he? 18.
18. He was a kid, yeah.
Well, he's a young man, isn't he? But Matt Baggett in a very interesting position, because he has publicly announced that he will not tolerate this. So let's watch over the next few days and let's see if there's any type of strength from the police and how they're investigating this. Now, here's the other side of it, of course, because this isn't just a policing matter, Dave. We did, no, and it's not scientific in any way, and it's self-selecting in that it was the people who were watching the Nolan television show. But on Wednesday night, we did a text poll, and 3,300 people voted in that text poll, and 57% of them said that they would support punishment beatings.
Well, I would say that poll certainly wasn't scientific. I genuinely, and I work in the community, I live in the community, and I can think of very few people who offer any kind of support for RAD, and I move in very diverse circles, do a lot of community work. I can't see anyone who actually support this group, RAD. The problem we have here as well is there is an absolute hysteria around drugs, complete and utter hysteria. And unfortunately, you cannot have a sensible debate about what's going on in communities, about drugs, about all these things that are affecting communities, while the shadow of a gunman's hanging over people. It's impossible to have that debate. So therefore, when this hysteria is allowed to be generated by the media and then fed on by these thugs, then unfortunately, people will think this is the only way they have to defend them against a menace that may not necessarily always be there.
What do you mean, hysteria around drugs?
Oh, the hysteria around drugs is incredible, to be perfectly honest. There is no risk. Unfortunately, there are major problems with alcohol and drug abuse. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But the hysteria around drugs, alcohol is the main killer in Northern Ireland. There's no doubt about that. Alcohol is the major problem. Yet the hysteria around drugs, I'll give you an example. The deaths around the methadone, the monkey madness, whatever people are calling it, the supposed deaths around that there, when the autopsies were actually carried out, the young people that have been on every front page newspaper, every radio talk show, these young people hadn't actually taken that drug. But the newspapers then didn't go back and go, well, actually, we got it wrong. It's the absolute hysteria. And it doesn't allow any kind of debate about how you develop treatment centres, how you work with addicts, how you actually get young people away from drugs, or you inform them or educate them so that there's actually a sensible discourse around these subjects. We can't have that while groups like RAD continue to be shooting young kids.
And of course, we have the irony. And how big an irony is this? Representatives of more than 40 countries are gathering in Dublin for a high-profile conference examining the lessons of Northern Ireland for resolving conflicts.
Yeah, it is quite ironic. And these guys are stuck in some kind of time warp. And I don't understand quite what RAD are hoping to achieve, because direct action against drugs murdered a lot of people in around the Belfast area, murdered someone in Derry too. Craig O'Kane was murdered in Derry. And all the way through that there was no success. The drug problems in Belfast are much worse from the legacy that direct action against drugs left. In Dublin, you've had the gang wars, the provisional IRA moving in and starting to shoot drug dealers, and the drug problems in Dublin got much, much worse. Now, what you have, the situation you have in Dublin, there is open gangland war. And if RAD are trying to create a similar situation here, where the major drug players will then arm themselves, is this the situation they want to create?
Tell me this, Dave, just finally, yeah. Are you expecting politicians representing all of the political parties in Northern Ireland to be at this rally tomorrow?
I think it is imperative that politicians and people of all politics and no politics come to this rally.
Do you think the politicians will be represented?
Absolutely. Well, the previous rallies, we have had politicians from most of the parties come to the rallies. And I would genuinely appeal to anyone who's any political influence, whether they be unionist, nationalist, Republican, whether they're anti-Sinn Féin, Republican, anything else, these attacks on our community have to stop. They can use their influence to bring as many people as possible. Everyone is welcome to that rally tomorrow, as long as they agree that the RAD attacks are not in our name and they have to stop.